This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, gorgeous. How are you ladies doing today? I hope you're doing wonderful. Welcome to the Dr. Daff Show. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Daff, and I'm so happy that you're here joining me on this podcast as we continue our series, His Crown. In this series, we talk about how you can be your husband's crown, a wife of noble character. And we focus on Christian character, godly character, which emanates from the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is what produces through you by having God inside of you. And one of the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. I have talked about this before with regard to having a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so beautiful to God. It's something that He asks His women to have. But we're going to talk about it in a little bit of a different way, since I've already done a podcast specifically on that. And I know there was a lot of information, but I don't want to be redundant. But in the same breath, I know how much repetition is important. And when it comes to matters of marriage, we need a lot of encouragement and reminders, because day to day things happen and it's like we just throw everything out of the window when something happens. It's very normal if we're not getting a constant diet of repetition in some of these areas. So being gentle is definitely a part of being a feminine woman. If you really are living in your femininity, then gentleness is something that is part of your culture. You are gentle in the way that you speak and the things that you say and the way that you behave with the world. But of course, when we come home, dealing with our husband can sometimes be very different because our emotions are so connected to his. He is responsible for so much of what happens in our life, and it can be very easy to move out of ourselves into someone we don't want to be. And that's what we're going to talk about today. It's going to be more of me asking you to reflect on your life, on your home, on your behavior, and some tools on how you can kind of change those things if you're not showing up as the beautiful feminine wife that he married. So I want you to go ahead and get something warm and cozy to drink. Sit back, relax, and let's talk about this. So when you think about being a gentlewoman, I do want you to consider the environment that you grew up in, how that affected the way that you behave, what you saw in your home, how you saw your mother talking to your father, how you saw your aunts talking to their husbands. What did you witness, and how did that shape the way that you speak to your husband, the way that you approach your husband, the way that you deal with your husband when you have an issue? How much of it came from your experiences with maybe other men who were mean, or men who were evil, or men who just didn't have a functional household growing up, so their dysfunction impacted you. And so you show up in a way where you're ready to fight, or maybe you have a disposition of just like this defensiveness and you don't have a gentle and quiet spirit. Or maybe you've picked this up from the media, from TV shows and from your friends and what they say that they're doing with their husbands and their boyfriends, and just sort of what you picked up online and through reels and comedy. Maybe you found, okay, this is how I'm supposed to be in my house. This is how I'm supposed to act around my husband based on what I'm seeing. Where did you pick up what is appropriate, what is right in terms of your disposition in the home. Because that is where you have to start unraveling whatever it is that you've learned and learning the truth, learning what you need and how you need to show up in your marriage to really exude gentleness. Being a gentlewoman in your marriage means that you have humility. Gentleness requires that you're able to step outside of yourself, put yourself down for a moment, allow yourself to know that you are not always the most important person in the moment, that you don't know everything all the time, that you're willing to allow another person to speak into your life, to guide you and to lead you. When you are a gentlewoman, you show kindness. And I just did a segment on how you can show kindness in your marriage. So if you haven't listened to that one, I would recommend that you listen to that. But showing kindness, softness, tenderness, these are beautiful characteristics that come out of a gentle woman. Your demeanor is soft. Your demeanor is welcoming. Your demeanor is not quick to act. That is true gentleness. The way that you say what you say, the tone that you use, the way that your facial expressions look, the way that your body language is signaling. This is true gentleness, having a disposition of calm and of peace. So I want to ask you, what is your disposition with your husband? What is your default disposition with your husband? When your husband is approaching you, what is he usually met with? A smile, a neutral but pleasant look, an attitude. I recently saw a video on Instagram, and it was a reel, and it was a woman, and she was cooking dinner, and her husband was on the couch, and she had this like nasty, rude face, like flipping the eggs and, you know, doing whatever. And she had like a multiple choice question saying, you're doing all the work in the kitchen and your husband is at home sitting on the couch watching TV. What do you do? A, tell him to take out the garbage, clean the kitchen, do a couple things just to irritate him. Two, like, complain about something in your day. Like, it was all negative things because she was upset that she was cooking and he was relaxing, and that she had worked so hard in the home and he was just doing nothing. But that look that she had on her face, that disposition, in the comments, people were saying, men were saying, this is the worst face to come home to. And that was like the number one comment. This is the worst face to come home to. And it just reminded me about how much we as women sometimes don't monitor the way our facial expression looks, the way our body looks when we are frustrated or when we have what we feel a very good reason to not look pleasant, to not be welcoming. But what happens is that over time, that becomes the norm. That becomes your default. That just becomes how you are. Even when you don't feel like that, even when you actually feel good, you still have this like drab, dry, annoyed, irritated disposition with your husband. And it comes from somewhere deep. For one, a lot of times we think that men can take a lot. We feel like men are so strong physically that emotionally they're just as strong and they can take it. They can handle you being super mean or irritable or petty or just unpleasant because they're men. They can take it. They don't mind, right? And that's not true. As a matter of fact, men oftentimes are even more sensitive. Maybe they struggle to release it or to express it. But on the inside, they live in a world that expects them to always be tough and hard. And when they're with their wives, the woman that they are able to just relax with and be themselves with, they're not expecting to have to put a shield up. They're not expecting to have to be in battle mode. Their guard is down. So when you do something or look at them a certain way or act in a certain way, it hurts even more because that arrow actually gets through, unlike the rest of the world. You have that special position in his life and it's of value. So if you have a husband who's willing to let his guard down for you and really just be who he is with you, that is something to take seriously. How you show up in the home? Are you gentle? What is your default disposition? When I talk about being gentle, this is not performative. This is not you walking around with a freshly baked cake, smiling and pretending like you're always happy. I remember the show Desperate Housewives, a show I used to watch when I was a teenager, and it was my favorite show at the time. And the housewives were always like plastered smiles, but behind the scenes, there was a lot of wickedness going on. And they were not very kind to their husbands, and their husbands couldn't stand them. But on the outside to the rest of the world, they always look like, oh, everything's perfect. You know, you're not in this position where you are pretending like you're always happy and you're smiling at your husband on the inside. You're saying, would you like a little bit of poison with your tea? You're not doing that. You're not pretending. This is not something where you have to walk around being bubbly if you're not bubbly. What it means is that when your husband says something to you that you do not like, instead of rushing to being angry, saying something that's going to hurt his feelings, shutting down his idea, being rash and harsh with your words, you're able to restrain all of that. You're able to just shut up and listen. And think before you speak. You're taking the time to carefully craft your responses in a way that's going to be delivered with love. You're going to deliver your words with love and not with a reaction. Now, I know all of this may sound really good, but there are real things that oftentimes stop us from being gentle in the home with our husbands. We want to be the peace. We want to be the person our husbands can depend on for love and tenderness. We can't be a prickly porcupine with him all day and then expect him to want to hug us. Why would anyone want to hug a porcupine? You've been pinching him, stabbing him all day with your attitude, with the way that you speak to him, with the conclusions that you're jumping to. Why would he want to get near that? It's not normal. So, in order for you to create this disposition of gentleness, you're going to have to put yourself down. Put your emotions in the back burner to answer a question in a calm way. You're going to have to take time beforehand in the secret place with God, praying and asking him to help you to be more gentle and to show you how you're not being very gentle. And he'll start highlighting it to you. You'll start saying, okay, all right, let me say that a little bit differently. And he's worth it. Your husband's worth it. A lot of this stuff, a lot of times women feel like, why should I have to do this? I don't want to. He doesn't deserve it. Because maybe he's not being the husband that he should be right now in this season. But he's worth it. He's worth you actually trying to make a change. But again, there are real things that are happening within us that are showing up in our aggression. And those things can come from just frustration. Frustration that's just been pent up inside of you. Things that you are annoyed with your husband that he has done or he is doing that just get on your nerves. And you're frustrated with him. Areas that he's not stepping up in the home. And that underlying frustration is what's making you not be very gentle. There are other things that can sometimes impact our ability to be gentle, like our physical bodies. Maybe you're going through your menstrual cycle. Maybe you're in pain for something in your bones or an illness that you're dealing with. Maybe you're hungry. Maybe you're pregnant. You know, there are things that can happen within our bodies that can just change how we feel. And because we're just not feeling well, especially as women, our bodies are always kind of doing something, right? It's easy to just go with our bodies, go with our flesh, go with the physical, and let our physical bodies determine how we're going to behave. instead of going with our spirit and saying, oh my goodness, I do not feel good right now and this guy is irritating me, but Lord, you are my strength. Help me to be gentle. Help me. Because you can't do it by yourself. These things are fruit of the Spirit for a reason. You're leaning back and allowing the Holy Spirit to help you with this. Sometimes you have frustration with your husband due to unforgiveness. There are things that he has done that you have not been able to let go. And because you're holding on to these things, you can't open up yourself to actually be gentle with him until that other issue is resolved. Or maybe it's been resolved, but you haven't forgiven him. And so he's going to get the worst side of you until that thing is forgiven. And that's not right, it's not fair, and it's definitely not godly. If you really want to be the feminine woman that God created you to be, then you're going to have to do the hard things, which is forgive quickly, which is give him a fresh start every single day, because God gives you a fresh start every single day. And Jesus is gentle. He says it in the Word of God that he is gentle. And we are being transformed into his image. Don't fight it when God is trying to change something inside of you. Your character and the way that you show up is as a result of you being connected to God. It's that seal. You know, whenever you buy something, it has a manufacturer's seal or stamp on it so you know what brand it's from. That's the brand of God. Is exhibiting the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So when you're branded by God, those things are going to show up through you. But if you're fighting them, if you're not allowing them to show up through you, then you're making a mistake. And you have to go back and change your thinking and do the right thing because you belong to him. So I know that you may be dealing with unforgiveness, pain, other stressors in the home, like finances, just stress in general, can make us real snappy and sharp and rude with our words or just rude with our behavior, sarcasm, all these little small little jabs, small little pokes that slowly poke holes in your marriage. And for what? Most of these things really don't matter anyway. And if you put God first and your faith and trust in the Lord and his ability to keep you and protect you and to help you in your life, then the things that you're worrying about and stressing about, they're God's problem, not yours. Don't let them take away from the beautiful life that God is giving you. Ladies, do you know that Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors? Well, according to the EPA, indoor air could actually be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. And in some cases, it can be 100 times more polluted. According to the 2020 census report, nearly half the population, which is about 165 million people, are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone or air pollution. And new data from the World Health Organization shows that 9 out of 10 people breathe air that exceeds WHO pollution limits, and that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world every year. We take about 20,000 breaths per day. That's almost 3,000 gallons of possibly polluted air. So what's the solution? Well, it can be Air Doctor. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so that your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor uses an ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses. The classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier is powerful enough to circulate the air in a 630-plus square foot room 4 times per hour. An Air Doctor features whisper jet fans that are about 30% quieter than the fans found in ordinary air purifiers. You can check out Air Doctor today because it comes with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. So head over to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code DAF. And depending on the model, you can receive up to $300 off. You're saving up to $300. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code DAF. Thank you so much, Air Doctor, for sponsoring today's show for all of these beautiful ladies. I want you to ask yourself, when you have an interaction with your husband and you know that you did not speak to him in the best way possible, you know that maybe you weren't even speaking, but the way that you were just standing there looking like he's wasting your time, or looking like you really want to say something to him, but you're not, but you can just sense it in the air, like it's a very dark energy around you because you're really irritated and you're trying to hide it. In those moments, think about how you feel. That's what femininity is about. How do you feel after those interactions with your husband? Do you feel good? Do you feel like a beautiful person? Do you feel like a good wife? Because sometimes we act like this as women and we ourselves are unhappy with ourselves. Some people may act like they don't care that they act like that, but really they hate it. They hate that they're acting like that, but they can't seem to stop. That's your perfect opportunity to apologize to your husband, show humility, and be able to say, you know, babe, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. Or if you know you hurt his feelings, say, I'm really sorry if I hurt your feelings by saying this and that. And not trying to explain yourself, not trying to justify it, just apologizing. That is beautiful. That takes you so far in God's eyes and in his eyes, and it breaks the chains of bondage off of your marriage. Some things that you can do when you are dealing with your husband that can help you just to cultivate more of a gentleness with him is by not being so quick to respond, letting him speak and not saying anything. You don't always have to say something. Just let him talk. Let him express himself. Let him express discouragement or anger or frustration or just an idea. And just listen. Ask him a question. Say, oh, that's interesting. Can you give me an example? Imagine your husband tells you that he really doesn't like how you're always being sarcastic. He can say, oh, okay. Really? I have to work on that. But can you just give me an example? That is so much better than you saying, really? I'm sarcastic? Aren't you the one always being sarcastic with me? And I give you a little bit of a taste of your own medicine, and you clearly cannot handle that. Like, that is not going to make your marriage any better. That is going to push you two apart. Learning how to be humble and ask questions, ask him for clarity, just tell him that it's an interesting thought, you're going to think about it, instead of always having something to say. Letting him talk without interrupting him. Just try it, practice it, pray about it, and you will get to a point where you can actually listen to someone say something without interrupting them. It can happen. You just have to start being aware of it. You can also do things like just delay your response by doing something physical. So say your husband tells you something and you want to show gentleness. Instead of responding to what he said, regardless of what it's about, you just stop and you give him a hug. You hug him first, or you kiss him first, or you walk up to him, you hold his hand, you squeeze it first, and then you respond. But give there a little bit of space between his words and your words, and you'll see what beauty comes out of that. How much he'll look at you as a soft, tender, gentle woman who doesn't always feel like she has to solve everything, fix everything, dart back, but can take something in a soft and kind way. I'm going to leave you with a scripture that I want you to think about, reflect upon, and pray about, and try to implement in your marriage. It's from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, and it says, "My dearly loved brothers, understand this. Everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For a man's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. So this really speaks to you being able to be slow to speak, quick to hear, willing and available to listen to your husband, to hear what your husband has to say, to really understand what he's saying, to be willing to take what he's saying seriously, but be slow to speak and be slow to anger. Don't jump to conclusions. Put a little bit of space between your words and his and show him affection. Use a sweet tone when you talk to him because you're able to use a sweet tone. Everyone does it when they talk to little babies. You know how to use a sweet tone. Use a sweet tone with your husband because he should have that sweet tone before anyone else. He should get it. And you'll realize that as you're more gentle with your husband, he will become more gentle with you. He will start being softer with his words. He will start caring more about your feelings. He will start seeing you as a soft woman, because that's a big problem. A lot of men don't see women as soft anymore. They don't see their wives as soft, precious, valuable women because of how demeaning and hostile they can be. They lose that cloud around them of softness. So you want to be able to get that back, and you can. Praying for him, praying for yourself, praying for your marriage, and then implementing these things, relying on the Holy Spirit's work within you, will change everything. So let me ask you this. Can your husband rely on your tenderness? Can your husband expect gentleness when he sees you? I hope the answer is yes. If not now, in the near future. And I'm here to help you. I hope that this was helpful to you. I love you so much. And I'm so grateful for your time. Thank you for letting me speak into your life. And I pray that God renews, restores, heals, and blesses your marriage. And that you, my love, can be your husband's crown, a beautiful feminine wife of noble character, and bring gentleness into your marriage. Until next time, remember that in all things you do, make a feminine impression. Bye-bye.